We are learning the fifth parak in Perkei Avos. We're up to the last mishnah in the parak, Mishnah Chav Gimel, with the words of Ben Hehe, very short mishnah. Ben Hehe Omer Mafum Sar Agra. Ben, the reason why it's called Ben Hehe is we mentioned last time in the previous mishnah, Ben Bagbag, the Tosfos in Chagiga tells us that though it's not necessarily that those are his parents' names, Hehe, but it's telling us that he is a convert, or he comes from converts, from Gerim. And the significance of why he's called Hehe represents the letter He, in which we remind ourselves of two other individuals, Avram and Sarai, who also had their names changed to Avraham and Sarah, namely that there was Hayes added to their name. So to remind that he is a Ben Avraham Avinu, that he's connected to Avraham and Sarah, therefore he was given this name Ben Hehe. So what did he say? Lafum Sar Agra. A person will receive Sechar, the reward, based on the Sar, the efforts and anguish and toil that he puts into things. And on the surface is referring to Divrei Torah. We were learning the previous Mishnayos, as we saw, that there were certain ages when a person is supposed to learn, when Chumash 5, 10, you're supposed to learn Mishnah, 15 for Gemara, and some people think, okay, that means that's it. Just learn it once and that's satisfactory, that's good enough. That's why Ben Bagbag afterwards, the previous Mishnah said that you have to learn it in great depth and grow old and gray over it, that a person doesn't just learn it superficially once or twice, but rather every time a person learns, the more you'll be able to uncover. And Ben Hehe is also responding to that question of whether or not a person should learn in the event that it's already been learned once, or that a person may not necessarily have success in their Torah studies. So he says something quite interesting, that it's the way a person receives reward is based on the amelus, on the toil, on not the final product, not the amount of Gemara that you understand, not the amount of Rashi's that you comprehend and remember, but just the effort, the process of going through the learning is how a person receives the reward. And therefore, in this, the Kahati tells us that if you would have someone who is a gadol, a chacham gadol shebador, one of the greatest minds of the generation, and you have another individual that doesn't have the capacity to really retain much or really understand much, but he puts in the same level of sar, the same amount of effort, in that situation, that person's sechar, reward for limud Torah, will be exactly the same. And therefore, a person should not feel discouraged when it comes to their lack of abilities or of being able to learn or be able to retain their learning, because Hashem does not reward us except for the sar, the efforts that we put in.